This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This afternoon, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signing a bill giving the state control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department.
Yeah, there you have it. That happened yesterday. The governor's in town today, and he's going to do a ceremonial signing at, the police FOP lodge downtown this morning. And that is a big relief when it comes to the ability to fight crime, the ability to have proper staffing, all of that here in town. But, you know, if you're an individual and you believe in self-defense, I think back to the Mark McCloskey case. And if somebody, I've said at the time, if I lived on a private street, which I never will, somebody kicked in my gate and came, an angry crowd, and came trotting up my street, I might very well walk into my front yard with a sidearm as well. But Mark McCloskey got taken to court and raked over the coals for it when it should have been a simple case of self-defense. Nobody got shot to begin with. Senator Ben Brown is working on a bill that would do just that, SB 363, I think it's called. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Great to be on. Beautiful day here at the Capitol, I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm glad you could give me a little bit of time on this this morning because, you know, the Post-Dispatch hates this idea that you would put somebody's self-defense rights first.
Yeah, and generally when the Post-Dispatch writes a bad article about me, that's generally an indication that I must be doing something right.
You're over the target, so to speak. tell us about SB 363.
So, yeah, Missouri SB 3, it's an enhanced stand your ground law. In Missouri, it has a version of stand your ground law that has been in place since 2016. However, compared to the version of this that's been passed in nearly 20 other states, unfortunately, ours just falls very short. And the issue with our law is rather than being presumed innocent until proven guilty, as you typically would in other areas of law, the opposite is, in fact, true. Moreover, Missouri gun owners can be arrested following a threatened or actual shooting, even in cases of self-defense, without so much as probable cause that a crime was committed. And so I felt that this flies in the face of really one of our country's founding principles, the presumption of innocence, which is a cornerstone of our system of justice and a right that has been enshrined in the United States Constitution. The Fifth Amendment was guaranteed that every person accused of a crime is considered innocent until proven guilty, and the burden of proof rests on the prosecution to demonstrate guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. I believe that that applies to people using firearms in cases of self-defense as well, and so I filed this bill to ensure just that.
So this would essentially block the prosecution of people who feel like, reasonably, that they used, you know, self-defense, right? Is that kind of what this does?
I wouldn't say it blocks all prosecution because the person felt, but it gives them a presumption of reasonableness.
Okay.
So and instead of where it is right now, to where you're guilty unless you can prove it was self-defense, which it's completely reversed of how our system of justice is intended to operate, because then you're presumed guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. It flips that.
So
you will have that presumption of reasonableness that you acted in a reasonable manner, assuming that you were your life, that you were in danger, and then it would be completely on the prosecution. So your self-defense claim would stand unless they could prove you otherwise. It also would prevent you from simply being taken in. You know, right now, someone breaks into your house and you're put in that unfortunate position where you have no other choice but to use a firearm to defend the lives of yourself and your family. Like, they can still take you in without probable cause that it wasn't self-defense. This would end that.
Wow.
And you would have the presumption of self-defense until they could prove otherwise and find that probable cause.
I love the bill. Where is it making ground? Are you out of committee on it?
We just had the first committee hearing earlier this week. So I'm optimistic that it will be voted out of committee next week and placed in the formal calendar and, you know, get our place in line to bring it to the floor for formal debate.
That's outstanding. Yeah, you also told me when we chatted the other day by text that you have another bill that you're introducing that might have, I don't know, we didn't get IP reform passed, but had this bill been in effect, it might have had the impact of initiative petition reform.
Yes, and this bill, fortunately, is much further along. We actually just perfected this bill yesterday. It will be voted out of the Senate today. And I don't think I'm overstating this when I say this is the most impactful piece of legislation that I've been able to advance in my years spent here in the Missouri Senate. What this bill does, it solves a major problem. What we have now, you have things like Amendment 3 being put in our Constitution, and sure, like doing a concurrent majority system would help with that. But I actually believe this is more impactful. The only reason Amendment 3 and these other things get onto our Constitution is because of this loophole that's being exploited by these foreign billionaires who can funnel hundreds of millions of dollars in the PACs and committees. The money is then used to exploit our initiative petition process, as well as in other states, to essentially purchase constitutional amendments. And one of the main special interest groups behind this has been a group called the 1630 Fund. And this group alone, over the last 10 years, has spent over $100 million bankrolling ballot measures in over 25 states. Missouri, among all 50 states, ranks number 3 in terms of most foreign money coming in to influence our initiative petition process. And according to MEC filings, so we were already ranked number 3, and according to MEC filings, this group contributed over $7.5 million just since May of last year, the different groups that were pushing Amendment 3, Proposition A, all these groups. And we saw how close the vote was on Amendment 3. Now, subtract the millions and millions of dollars that this group and other groups that are all being funded by foreign sources, you take them out of the equation and none of that passes. 1630 Fund, they're being funded. Their primary funder is a Swiss billionaire by the name of Hans-Jörg Wies. And this guy has stated publicly he has no interest in being an American citizen.
Right.
And even in a biography written by his own sister, he was quoted as saying that his life's goal was to, quote unquote, reinterpret the American Constitution in the light of progressive politics.
It sounds like George Soros, a twin of George Soros.
His Swiss twin, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no kidding. So this one, do you have somebody who's going to be leading it on the House side? And what do you think the prospects are? As the governor said, he would sign something like this.
I think the governor would be in full support. I teamed up with my old partner on, as you know, I was the legislator that filed what became Amendment 7. That prohibited non-citizens from voting in our elections.
Yes.
And bans the scheme of ranked choice voting. One of my real missions in my time in the legislature was to do everything I can to ensure that Missouri is among the top leaders in the nation in terms of election integrity. Amendment 7 was a good step towards that, but passing Senate Bill 152, this is going to be bigger than anything I could have imagined accomplishing. I couldn't have been more honored to get this win in the Senate for the people of Missouri just this week. And I've spoken to the speaker on the House side. He's very supportive. And Ben Baker, representative in the House, we've worked together in the past. We've been coordinated all along. Whenever I have to make an update to the Senate version, he's been making sure that the House version is reflective of that to expedite the process as soon as possible. And I was assured that this bill will be advancing in the House. And
good.
So I feel very good at the prospects, and this is one of the biggest things we can do to secure our elections. Like this, you know, IP reform has been one of my top priorities for going on two sessions now. That was one of the biggest disappointments of my career when that didn't get over the finish line. This is really a different take at IP reform, and I think it's probably the most impactful approach that we could get across the finish line.
Well, keep me updated on that, and I will let my listeners know when and if we can get that thing passed out of the House. I appreciate it. Senator Brown, thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Take care.
You bet. Good talking to you, Senator Ben Brown there from District 26. That would be huge. Think about it. You know, I'm sitting here every morning during the pre-election watching these ridiculous ads. Some of them aired on this station. Some of them aired on other stations. And obviously they blanketed the TV airwaves mm-hmm. with these lies, and many times sponsored by outside money
right.
about Amendment 3 and how it was health care for women and all these lies. And if they hadn't had the money to do that, then maybe not as many people would have mm-hmm. been fooled by it. Right.
I can't believe outside money, these organizations are even able to pour money into our elections. That's ridiculous to me. But yeah, this is an important piece of legislation.
I've suggested maybe a companion piece of that legislation would be to also ban any contributions from outside the state of Missouri. Now, the lobbyists mm-hmm. would fight tooth and nail against that. But why should donations from Virginia be able to pour in a lot of the area around D.C.? Millions of dollars were poured into Missouri elections mm-hmm. for issues that are not in the best interest of Missourians from other states. We ought to stop that.
I agree.
The money should come from Missouri.
The only thing that scares me is we should still pass this bill, but the thing that scares me is they're so sneaky, they'll find a way to
I
go
know.
Around that.
I know.
They'll change the address, change something, so it's like, well, actually, we're here in Missouri, but it's actually coming from, like you said, the D.C. area.
We'll keep you up to date on that.
Get more at 971talk.com.